We're going to talk about broadband next as we have our AARP general election gubernatorial voter guide upcoming here. And if you look at broadband, Montana just lags behind. Seriously, this is a site called broadbandnow.com, and they do research on broadband services, and they rank Montana 50th in broadband availability. Our average speed is not real good. The price of our broadband can be rather expensive compared to a lot of other places. So we're going to ask the gubernatorial candidates, that's Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Mike Cooney, about broadband services. Our AARP General Election Gubernatorial Voter Guide. We continue that series here today. Some really good questions. You can find out if you missed them the previous day. We talked about fraud. We talked about aging. Tomorrow it's going to be prescription drugs. And then one of the best questions of all, why are you running for governor? That'll come up on Friday. You can go to aarp.org/Montana. The actual address is states.aarp.org/Montana. And you'll find these answers. We did a Senate series and now the all-important gubernatorial series here as these two men are vying, major party candidates, to be Montana's 25th governor. Great state of Montana. Broadband is the topic today. So let's continue here as the first question will go to today. It's the Democratic nominee for governor, Mike Cooney. Mike Cooney, whose grandfather, as a matter of fact, Frank Henry Cooney, served as the state's ninth governor. And this was a while back, 1933 to 1935. Previously worked for Senator Max Baucus. And as a young organizer in Montana, he ran the Helena and Butte field offices and then worked as an executive assistant for Max in Washington, D.C. Mike grew up in Butte, and he is running with the lieutenant governor candidate on the Democratic side, Casey Schreiner, a former school teacher who was born and raised in Great Falls. So the question today, first off, for Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, it's important, sir, that broadband or high-speed internet service be available to everyone. And this is regardless of where they live. It's especially vital to help rural communities overcome isolation, improve healthcare access, and help local businesses prosper. How will you help ensure that all Montanans, including those living in unserved and underserved areas, have access to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet?
As Lieutenant Governor, I've visited many communities in rural areas through the Main Street Montana Rural Partnership Initiative to see how we can partner at a state level to help rural communities and their economies grow. That includes access to internet. As governor, I will work with the communities and with the Montana telecommunications industry to make sure that our state is keeping up with broadband infrastructure to make sure all Montanans have access to affordable and reliable internet services, and that we're using the federal resources that are available to help build this infrastructure as well.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, the Democratic nominee, and now to Greg Gianforte, right now our current congressman. He's the Republican nominee for governor, successful businessman and entrepreneur from Bozeman. Well known, I think, for running and launching Right Now Technologies, and he and his wife Susan did that in their Montana home in Bozeman over about 20 years ago, and it was really a successful business. Greg defeated Rob Quist, a Democrat, in a special election to Congress in 2017, and his running mate is Kristen Juris, who's a Montanan, grew up on her family ranch near Conrad, visits there frequently. She graduated from the University of Montana and had a 20-year career teaching law at UM's law school. So the question here on broadband services for Congressman Greg Gianforte, it's important that broadband or high-speed internet service be available to everyone regardless of where they live. It's especially vital to help rural communities overcome isolation, improve healthcare access, and help local businesses prosper. Sir, how will you help ensure that all Montanans, including those living in unserved and underserved areas, have access to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet?
Access to broadband is key to getting our economy going again and increasing opportunity throughout the state. When we started our business in Bozeman, we had the idea that the internet could make it possible for folks to work from anywhere. 20-plus years later, access to reliable broadband has become critical, from healthcare to education to ag. Unfortunately, too many of our communities remain unconnected or underconnected. The disparity is even worse in our rural areas. In Congress, I've worked to close the digital divide, streamlining the permitting process so we can deploy more resources to get folks connected. As governor, I'll bring my experience in business and high tech to bear to improve broadband access throughout Montana. We'll cut red tape to reduce costs and get reliable broadband into our communities more quickly. Together, we'll work to get more of our communities connected, bridge the digital divide, and help bring greater opportunities to Montanans in every corner of our state.
Republican Greg Gianforte vying for the office of governor for the great state of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. Great question there. Appreciate those answers and the candidates being willing and available to be a part of this series. Tomorrow we're going to talk about prescription drugs, and we'll go into it a little bit, some of the reasons why we see in America in particular the cost of prescription drugs are continuing to rise and why they are so high for especially some critical medications that are needed. So we'll talk about that in more detail tomorrow as we continue our series from AARP, the General Election Gubernatorial Voter Guide. Keep in mind, you're probably, now it's 46 of the, I think it's 47 actually, of the 56 Montana counties are having an all-male ballot election this year. And those ballots should have arrived. If you're a registered voter, they're going to go out to registered voters. They should have arrived a few days ago in your mailbox. If you haven't, you might want to check with the Secretary of State's office to make sure that you are registered. That's SOSMT.gov, or just search Secretary of State for Montana. It'll come up, and you'll be able to find a place where you can see if you're registered. It's really easy to register. You can do it online, or you can do it at your local clerk and recorder's office. You want to do it if you're not registered. Make sure you do it soon. Do it now, as a matter of fact. Late registration is underway. So this is up until October 26th, officially called late registration. But you can still register to vote even on the day of the election. You can do that. But they say after October 26th, then you're going to have to go in person and register at your county election office and get your ballot there and then submit that in person. So so critical. It's our civic responsibility, and I'm very happy that you are taking part.